I'm sure you've had better weeks, I suppose, after last Sunday. Have you put your finger on where it went wrong, first of all, or what happened?
Not entirely. We're looking forward to Sunday, number one, to get back out again to try to produce a better level of performance. But obviously, clearly disappointed, Tom, with the way we played. And albeit we were in the game right up until then, but I don't think at any stage that we showed that we deserved to win the game, you know.
And it is a case of getting back on the bike this weekend. I suppose it's the same for your opponents, Kerry, too, because they suffered something of a shocker as well.
They did. Listen, look, it's for both teams, they'll be hurting after the weekend, losing to fairly close rivals. It's not an ideal situation, but we'll not concern ourselves too much with how Kerry are feeling. We'll concentrate on ourselves, and we'll try to get back and produce a performance that's more like we would normally do, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure a bit of soul searching done afterwards this week by everybody.
There was. Listen, you know, we obviously had without being anywhere close to where we'd like to be in the first three league games, we'd produced far better, you know, more consistent standards of performance than last week. And albeit we were faced with a new obstacle in the way Monaghan set themselves up, it was very disappointing to see our lack of ambition to break them down and our inability to generate scores, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've been busy this week as well. You had a challenge game on Monday night for some of the squad.
Yeah, we did. Listen, we did arrange with Galway, you know, from some time back that any of the lads that didn't play full games on Sunday, and lads that hadn't played a lot of competitive football would play Galway, who put out a similar team. And listen, it was a great workout. It was great for those lads now, you know, to get more exposure at county level, and great for the likes of Colm, who's working his way back to fitness to get a full 70 minutes under his belt, you know.
Yeah, and ran up a big score as well.
Yeah, because it was the complete opposite to Sunday's game. It was a very open game against non-Ulster opposition, and I think it finished something like 317 to 117, Tom, you know. So, listen, we can take a lot of positives out of it, and we'd be very pleased with how a number of the members of the panel played, you know.
Yeah. And is it food for thought when you sit down to select your team for Sunday? Some of them, did they give you something?
There's no doubt they did, Tom, but at the same time, we'd be very much aware of that, you know, it was Galway's, I suppose, what would you call a second string as such, you know, a number of players who hadn't played much National League football. But at the same time, it was pleasing to see the way some of the boys performed, you know.
Yeah. As you mentioned, it was not an Ulster side, not Ulster opposition, and you're not going to face a similar type of game or a similar type of opposition on Sunday either in Kerry. You're going to be a little bit more open, one would expect.
Well, I would expect definitely that would be the expectation, Thomas, with Kerry play a fairly traditional brand of football. You know, obviously they're a wee bit more defensively minded than they would have been. We've seen that in the last year's All Ireland final. But I think I can't see a situation where Kerry are going to concede their kick out and drop the men behind the ball. So we'd expect a much more traditional type of game at the weekend.
Yeah, and that suits Donegal more, doesn't it, at the moment?
Listen, I think you know, in the league to date, you know, we've enjoyed trying to play a more traditional style of football and that, and it was last week it didn't work out like that with the way the game evolved. But no, we're looking forward to test ourselves to get Kerry and Kerry's style of play.
I know if it's something you look at or concerns you, but Donegal don't have a great record away in the league in Division 1, and especially in Kerry.
No, you're no doubt about it, Tom. I remember down there in 2012 we got absolutely wiped off the pitch, you know, down in Killarney. So it is, and listen, it's not easy to pick up points on the road, but that's something that we're faced with now, having lost at the weekend. It's something that we're looking to address very quickly.
Yeah, and it is all about league points at the end of the day, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. There's no doubt about it. You know, where we want to be competitive in every game, want to put our best foot forward and try to win. So this Sunday's a crucial game. I think both teams are on 4 points. There's a number of teams on 4 points, so there'll be a wee bit more of a change to the table this weekend.
And I'm sure the players as well are anxious to get back out and get into action as well, because they'll be disappointed too.
They are, yeah. Listen, look, they wouldn't be happy with how the game was played out, and individuals and collectively wouldn't be happy with the performance. So, listen, we had a very good training session there last night, and you get the sense that they're all looking forward to the weekend.
And it's about getting at least something out of the trip to Kerry.
Definitely. Listen, Tom, you know, I think if we were to lose, we would be very, very much, you know, in the bottom half of the table, whereas if to get a draw or a win, I think it would keep us in the top half, and that's what we'd be focusing on.